You gotta give people something to get. Like, you have to be able to see something to tune in for hours and hours. Because nobody want to hear no boring person on here. There's a man out there for you. There's a man that wants you for you. There's a man that don't want you for your social media presence. Don't want you for what you can give them. Like, kids need consistency. That's the same thing I'm going with. Like, kids need consistency. You really think that you gonna raise a kid inconsistently? No, it's gonna have, he's gonna have problems. She's gonna have problems when she get older. I was a military person, so I understand, like, that will change your life. Somebody yelling at you every day, telling you, get up, do this, do this, do this, do this. You gonna learn, you gonna pick up some stuff, like, every day. This is Yesica Ray. You already know on the Highest Point Podcast. You already know. So get at me, get at your boy.
The Highest Point Podcast.
More than a pod, it's a lifestyle.
Yo, yo, welcome to the Highest Point Podcast. We are out here with none other than Jessica Ware, model, actress, influencer. When I tell you dopeness, we looking at a definition of it. How you doing tonight?
You already know I'm doing good tonight. You know, it's Jessica Ray. You already know. You know, your favorite influencer, your favorite celebrity, your favorite PR to some of the celebrities. Get at me.
Yo, y'all already know what it is. Yo, makes a dope influencer. Well, how do you stand out?
Okay, what makes a dope influencer? You have to be, you can't be boring, bitch. You can't be a boring bitch. You have to be interesting. You have to give people the fire. You got to give people something to get. Like, you have to be able to see something to tune in for hours and hours. Because nobody want to hear no boring person on here. Like, nobody want to hear no sad ass bitch.
Right, right. Yeah, that's it. Now, how you navigate being so popular and relationships, though? Do a man be tripping when you come out doing your thing, having to cross-pollinate with other men as well? Is it hard to navigate relationships?
It is hard, like, but it can be done. You see, like, Russell Wilson and Ciara. It can be done, but a lot of men are intimidated, but women don't get discouraged because there's a man out there for you. There's a man that wants you for you. There's a man that don't want you for your social media presence, don't want you for what you can give them, like, what you can survive from them. Even if you hang out with celebrities, like, no, they don't care. They want you. And that's what you have to find. It doesn't matter if it's a man on a 9-to-5 or it's a man cleaning up trash, whatever he's doing. You get what I'm saying?
Absolutely. So, right. Now, we have this segment on our show called Love, Loyalty, or Respect. I want to play that segment with you. And you let us know what's the most important in this particular relationship, love, loyalty, or respect.
Okay.
So what's the most important when it comes to your man?
Love, loyalty, or respect. I feel like I want the number one is loyalty, because loyalty, you can love me to death and stab me in the back. But if you loyal to me, that means I know you will never stab me in the back. You will never do nothing. Even if you fall out of love with me, you still have that loyalty to me. You still have that dedication to me that you're not going to do nothing. Like, you're not going to blast me out on social media. You're not going to do nothing. Get mad and be like, oh, you da-da-da, da-da-da. Like, you're not
going
to do that.
Hey, this whole thing with Remy Ma and Papoose going on, they blasting each other. No, how would you navigate that situation?
For Papoose, I feel like his girlfriend handled the situation well. She really didn't speak on it. She really, like, you gotta be real. As women, she didn't speak on it. But you got in your feelings. As Remy Ma explained, for I feel like you got in your feelings and now you wanna expose shit. Now he wanna back expose you, and now y'all going through that. And y'all was a black couple. Like, y'all was the pillar of relationships, and you want to break up that for a woman? You want to break up your family home because you still have a child at the end of the day. So you got to come together and be real and be a person, a pillar to the society, because y'all have a daughter, y'all have a son. So you can't be doing that. Like, Remy Ma, calm down.
Yeah.
Calm down for the women. Like, because I have a bad baby daddy. Like, if your baby daddy there, your baby daddy want to be your child's life, you should let him. Don't make it hard for him. I feel it. I'm telling you, don't make it hard for him, because you would want a man to love your kids just like you. You want your man to really want to take some responsibility of the stuff he created. Right. You don't want a man that don't want to take responsibility and shit, and now you have to beg him to come see your child. Like, you got to literally beg him. And you don't even want to beg, so you just like, okay, I'm going to let the courts deal with it at this point, because it's like, you had a responsibility, just like I had a responsibility. I had to basically, like you say, man up, so you had to man up. Yeah. Like, literally.
Yeah, 100%. We can't allow and put our egos and emotions above our kids. You know what I'm saying?
Harry,
like, you love this person, you had to break up, fine, but you can't allow your relationship to impact your kid's relationship with a mother or father.
Exactly.
So, I mean, that's some real talk right there. Now, the final one, love, loyalty, respect. What's the most important when it comes to your kids?
I have one child, you know, biologically, and the other child I raised. But, you know, like, for the standpoint, I really want loyalty, because kids need consistency. That's the same thing I'm going with. Like, kids need consistency. You really think that you going to raise a kid inconsistently? No, it's going to have peace, going to have problems. She's going to have problems when she get older. Like, y'all don't really understand that, like, these people going to have, like, if you're not raised with a mother and father in the home, an actual mother and father, not just in the home, but just, you know, just a mother and father, period. You understand that you can break barriers. Do you understand that you have emotional stability when you have both parents in a home? Yeah. And so when you don't have either one in a home, now you're unstable because you're not getting one of the other side.
Right.
But I've heard from women, no lie, don't hate me, women, more people that live with their dads is more stable than women than parenting with the mom.
Yeah, the single mom versus single dad. They say statistically, with the men as single fathers, the children come out closer to having vote.
Because us as women love the coddle. We don't like to put the barrier. Some women do put the barrier down, like, hey, you ain't gonna run over. One, some women do, but most women love to coddle and love to baby their boy, love the baby, love the baby their baby. Like, oh my God, they got hit. Oh my God. She's going, and then the baby's gonna cry, and then now you're gonna hug it.
Baby,
no, when you
have a, get up, it's all right.
When you have a baby, you're supposed to, like, hey, get up. Like, you teaching them young, so now when they get older, now they understand, like, hey, like, even I get you know, a back step, I gotta pull back, I gotta push through. Like, I can't just sit there and cry.
Yeah,
I don't got
your own daughter.
She tells me, like, she started whining a little bit. She said, Daddy, I fell down. I look at her, I say, well, baby, did you get up? She said, yes. I said, that's what matters. Everyone falls. You just make sure you always get back up, dust yourself off. Keep going, okay? She's like, okay. So more she fall now, she just get up without having to acknowledge it.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So that's what, I think that's an important thing that fathers feel. Also, it's nothing like when it's collaborating with a mother, nurturing is weird. You know what I'm saying? Because they absolutely need that.
Yeah.
They need both.
Yeah, they need both. But, you know, the heart, the tough love actually affects more.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, haven't you seen, like, children that go to military school rather than people that don't go to military school? And they go to alternative school? Because alternative school don't care about you. You just another head. Military school, they're going to teach you the roots and forms to actually build a career and actually stay stable.
Yeah.
You get what I'm saying?
That's game.
Like, I've been to the military. I was a military person. So I understand, like, that will change your life. Somebody yelling at you every day telling you, get up, do this, do this, do this, do this. You're going to learn. You're going to pick up some stuff, like, every day. Like, we had to wake up at 4 in the morning. So they were like, get your ass up, 4 in the morning, bright. It's not even the sun even came up yet. I got to get up and go work out. Damn. I'm tired. My body tired. I'm like, I'm tired, bro.
Yeah.
I'm falling asleep in class. They have the little classes after they have the, you know, after they had the workout, they have classes. So you tired as hell. Damn. They feed, they work you out, feed you.
Damn.
Then expect you to sit in class. And the class.
Me.
And the class got AC, hot AC.
Crazy.
So you about to go to sleep. You know you are.
For sure.
You dead. You in the class like, like dead.
Yeah, 100%.
Like, comatose.
Yeah, I believe it. It sounded like I did Air Force ROTC house, and they had us running around 5 a.m. in the morning. Then I got to go to class, about on the shower. I'm like, yo, this is just crazy. I can't handle it. But how can people follow what you're doing and support your movement?
Y'all can follow what I'm doing at JessCorinne20 for my Instagram, and then TikTok, all my platforms. Like TikTok, JessCorinne on all platforms. You follow me on Spotify, everything, Apple Music, everything, JessCorinne. Follow that. Like, I went viral on TikTok. I made 2 million on TikTok. So I support TikTok and Instagram is my best bet. But YouTube, I want that YouTube money.
Yeah, for sure.
So JessCorinne on YouTube as well. So Jeffy, yo,
tap in. She's the highest court podcast, man.
Period.
The Highest Point Podcast.
More than a pod, it's a lifestyle.